Jesus!
So swears Skeletor!
The benefits of laughter. It's no secret that laughter makes you smile. Well, guess what? It also raises the levels of chemicals that have a positive effect on your immune system. So go ahead, have a laugh.
Now hear this. The minute we get out of here, the first thing we do is dump the matched luggage.
Do you believe in UFOs, astral projections, mental telepathy, ESP, clairvoyance, spirit photography, telekinetic movement, full trance mediums, the Loch Ness Monster, and the theory of Atlantis?
Ten, nine, eight, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one, zero.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show.
I forget. Let me hit this. And then... little dance music.
Like it.
The
one, the only,
me. Hey, Squiddies, it is Dre from Tattoo Squid Podcast here with Matt Spectro from Through the Universe. So how's it going, Matt Spectro? How's it going on?
Good. Sorry, I lost you for a second there, but you're good. You can hear me all right, right?
Yeah, we're all good. We hear each other. We see... Well, we call it when you do the audio, you're not going to see. Yeah, you know, basically, that's what it is. So, basically, with the podcast, we talk about whatever. So, it doesn't matter what it is. So, what does Spectro Through the Universe means? Or, I mean, I know what Through the Universe, like the multiverse, you know, and the Marvel Universe. And, you know, is that like a comic book kind of a...
Yeah, based on my podcast, we talk about animation based on a comic book. It can range from anything from Superman to manga to anime to whatever you want. We got a guest every week, and we just pick a topic, and we review a particular episode, and we get into the history of the character in the cartoon.
Oh, okay.
Just fun time. Nothing too controversial.
Nah. That's the same thing with mine. It's like, you know, we just talk about different shit, you know, whatever. You know, if you... Depending on what kind of movie you like, or what kind of comic book movies, or, you know, do you like reboots, or, you know, music-wise, you know, hey, what's your favorite color? I don't know, you know, you know, like that kind of thing, or, you know, like, how's your audio? I don't, who knows? Yeah, but we call it, you know, with this, it's like more, you know, sitting down there, and I, you know, talk to you about different stuff, or write something down in here, kind of like being a therapist, which I'm not. I don't say I'm a therapist. I don't play one. I don't know anything about psychotherapy as it is. I know that my guidance counselor told me I should be in a psycho ward somewhere, but that's when I was 16. But it's funny, my mom and dad used to work at a psycho ward, so I might have free room and board somewhere. yeah. So, folks, we're talking about Matt, and we're going to talk about whatever. So, what kind of special things that you like to talk about?
Well, I mean, usually when I have a guest every week, so it's kind of like a team-up podcast. Sometimes if it's I just say, hey, what's your favorite superhero, and comic, and we find something based on that. Or sometimes it might be like a Christmas episode, and we'll find something specifically Christmas.
Like
we've done everything. Yeah, we've done everything from the classic Superman, Spider-Man, but I've had Sailor Moon episodes. We did a Tomb of Dracula episode.
Sailor Moon.
He-Man episode. So,
He-Man. Wait, are you talking about like the newer He-Man stuff, or are you talking about the old He-Man stuff?
No, a friend of mine, Brian Malonis, he's a huge He-Man fan. So every time he comes on, we pick a different version of the cartoon. We did the 1983 series originally, and then we did the 1990 reboot, which I don't know if you remember that one.
Oh, the Kevin Smith?
No, it was the New Adventures of He-Man.
Oh, that one sucked. I hate that.
Yeah. And the last one we did was the 2002 reboot they did. Oh. And then the next, when he comes back, we haven't scheduled it yet. We're going to be doing the much maligned Kevin Smith Masters of the Universe Revelations.
I just like the older ones. I don't like when everybody else makes like, oh, let's make it a revamp one. Again, reboots. I'm not too I'm not fascinated with reboots, you know.
Well, now it's become an excuse to just like any dead franchise. Hey, is the actor still alive? Let's bring him back.
It's like, let's put somebody else in the boat here and see how they do. You know, and I'm like, well, I don't know if you've seen like horror movies, right? So
yeah, I love horror movies.
So you know, like Nightmare on Elm Street. You got Robert Englund.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's done like up to like what nine?
Not if you count Jason versus Freddy is technically the ninth one.
Ninth one. You figure like nine, and then all of a sudden now they're like, oh, we're gonna make a
No, I think it was the eighth, but it doesn't matter.
Eighth one. You know, he's done them all. You know, and now he's in Stranger Things. So
yeah,
if you've seen the new season, he's in that. But they made another Nightmare on Elm Street with the guy that played Horshack in The Watchmen.
That's the only one I have not seen. I have not seen the one with the guy from Horshack.
I would say not see it because first of all, you see Nightmare on Elm Street. The guy is like 6'2", 6'3", whatever. And Robert Englund is like a big guy. All of a sudden, here's Horshack. You know, I forget who the guy was that played Horshack, but, you know, he's like fucking short.
Yeah.
So, if I have a dream of Freddy Krueger and he's like 5 foot, that's it, you know, flat, you know, I'm not going to get scared. I'm like, it's either, you know, he's going, like, am I looking at the leprechaun or Chucky? You know, he's about the same size as Chucky or the leprechaun. You know,
problem with those 80s horror films is, you know, like you can keep recasting Jason or Michael Myers, the guys don't talk, but when you got someone like Robert Englund,
yeah,
it's very difficult to keep going without him.
Even the guy that plays Pinhead in Hellraiser, you know, because he got a specific face.
Yeah,
that's what they're known for, you know. But like you said, yeah, you know, you got like, you know, Michael Myers and Jason, even Predator, you know, gets in the makeup kind of thing. It's gonna be a different person anyway.
Yeah.
So, but it's just like crazy how that one goes. And but He-Man wise, I mean, they did a He-Man Dolph Lundgren He-Man. Honestly, when you look at it, that's the only one that they made. And it looked pretty fucking good, you know, to that standard, you know, like years before, that's what they're going with. But it's like, oh my God, it's so shitty. I'm like, yeah, but that's the stuff that they had on hand. They didn't have no CGI shit. They didn't have this stuff. You know, like we have, like our repertoire of stuff now is like higher and better. But then you look at like the 80s version of doing it, it's like, you know, like that's what they had. That's what they were working with. That's the money that they had. You know, if they get more money, they can be able to do stuff. But they're like, oh, we don't know anything about this. We didn't really go to college. We just did, you know, something like this.
Well, a lot of people argue that the practical effects
look
better than CGI. And I would agree with that in a lot of.
Like the guy Savini, you know, he's been we call it doing like horror makeup and everything else, and he is like a master of the shit, especially when he's on like Dusk Till Dawn, and he stars in it too.
Yeah,
you know, say hello to my little friend, you know. And it's like a revolver that's inside his crotch.
But I mean, if you look at those 80s movies, to me, like American Werewolf in London, The Thing.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Those were like practical effects. There was those, like, they weren't CGI. And to me, those still stand out to this day. Those movies hold up to me as far as
effects. Yeah, yeah. The Thing. And then all of a sudden you got the prequel of The Thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that one is a really good one. I actually like that. We call it, you know, a surprise. My girlfriend's like, hey, let's watch this one. I'm like, are you sure?
You're not gonna that one was weird because they wanted to do practical effects and the studio wanted them to do CGI. So the movie's a weird mix of practical effects and CGI.
It's a little bit here and there, but then you see like all these other like low budget film, you know, eras, and they make it like seem a lot better than even the ones that want to make it really big. You know, I forgot what movies that I've seen, but you know, like they had like even the Airplane. You know, you look at Airplane and they're going out and flying around, and then they didn't really use like CGI stuff. No. You know, it's more like movie magic.
Yeah.
You know, so that you see in like with you know, Robert Redford or whatever, and you see like that, and they're on a screen or a sound stage, and then you see them just moving stuff around. Hey, it's good. Yeah. But what's your typical favorite movie to see? Like, if you had to come home and, you know, just come home and be like, oh, I don't know what I'm going to fucking watch. Let's see.
Well, my all-time favorite movie is Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Oh, nice.
I've seen that probably more than any other movie. And then my stepson, I had him watch all four Indiana Jones movies again. I love most of my favorite movies are from the 80s, but like Ghostbusters is one of my favorite movies.
Nice.
I love the original Star Wars trilogy. I love Back to the Future. That is one of my favorites. Shawshank Redemption, like that's a movie I could watch pretty much every day.
Somebody else mentioned that movie. I've seen it, and I mean, it's a little bit drama. It has a little bit of this and that, you know. But, I mean, I'll sit there and watch it, no problem. You know, and it's like, I have a tendency when I go and try to watch something, I don't know what it is. Like, this happened to me yesterday. I sat down, my girlfriend's watching, like, British shows, like murder mysteries and all that.
Yeah.
And I'm going on Tubi or whatever, and I'm like, and I'm like, ooh, I haven't seen this in a while. And all of a sudden, I get it on there. And all of a sudden, I sit down, got my juice or whatever and everything else. And I'm like 5 minutes in. I'm like, let's try something else. And I'm like, oh, what the fuck is wrong with me? I'm like, son of a bitch. I'm like, I can't. You know, and it's a movie that I haven't seen in so long.
Yeah.
And within like 2 minutes, I'm like, I'm searching for a different movie. I'm like, I'm getting bored already. I'm like, And she'll sit in the bedroom and she goes, did you find anything yet? And I'm like, no. She goes, it's been like 45 minutes. I'm like, yeah, I know. I'm like, son of a bitch. Folks, anybody ever had that problem? Do we need psychiatric help? I think I do.
But to go with my podcast for comic book movies, I'm a huge fan of the Captain America movies.
Okay.
I like the first two Christian Bale Batman movies, the Avengers. I love the original Superman with Christopher Reeve.
What about?
Actually, I love the Blade movie.
Blade. Yeah. You know, even the one with Ryan Reynolds in it.
Deadpool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love Deadpool.
You have him in there with but you have him in Blade and all that.
Oh yeah, that's right. I forgot he was in that.
You know, him, Triple H, and wrestling. You know, he's in there with the little fucking Fifi dog and shit. You know, with the, you know. And,
Ryan Reynolds was in there.
Yeah. He was in it. You know, he goes, I forgot what his name was in the thing.
I think Hannibal King, I believe.
Hannibal. Yeah, Kane. Yeah, it was like, Kane! You know, I'm like, what the fuck? And then, so if there was like a cartoon, if there was a comic book, right? What comic book you want to see made into a movie?
Ooh, it's kind of hard because they've done so much at this time.
Well, no, I mean, but there is comic books that they didn't even fucking touch that can be multi-faceted, you know, movies.
Well, if my first choice would be a good Justice League of America movie, because that whole
Justice League, they got four of them though, but
but that whole thing with his daughter died and he left the movie and they brought in Josh Whedon and then they made that terrible, and then they did the theatrical cut, which was kind of a mess. So my first choice would be a really good Justice League movie. Would probably I probably could go without any more Spider-Man or Batman's. I'd like both of them, but how many times can you make the
I want to see, well, there's two comic book ones I want to see. Well, three, actually. I just thought of another one. One is called Wildcats.
Okay.
So they made a cartoon of it.
Yep.
But I would love to see them do a full-fledged movie of it.
I would like that.
Nowadays, you can make a superhero out of anything.
Yeah.
You know? So with this, you got... Like, and folks, if you don't know what Wildcats is, Wildcats basically are descendants of a somewhat of a older civilization, and they have superpowers, as it is, obviously. So there's a guy that can grow, a guy named Maul, where he can grow up to be like 50 feet tall, like bigger than the Incredible Hulk. There is one called Voodoo, which is like an ex-stripper, but she can move stuff with her mind. Grifter, which is my favorite because I do have the tattoo of him somewhere on me. I don't know if you can be able to, like, right there.
Yeah, I see.
Son of a bitch.
It kind of goes in and out.
No, I know I got that background shit going on. But it's a little bit, like, right there.
Oh, yeah, I see him now. Yeah.
So... Grifter is what the name is. He's a grifter. You know, he goes and pretty much talks to like rich people, trying to get their money. But, you know, he has like the looks of a model, but he's also a mercenary. So, you know, he has like the mask and the overcoat, supernatural kind of like, not supernatural, state of the art kind of like weaponry. There's a woman that's like an Amazon woman, but it's called a Coda. And there is a android, which is human, but he has a human brain inside an android body. So his name is Spartan. So that one would be a good one in my book. And
I want to see a Spawn movie, a good with decent special effects. I want to see Spawn movie.
Yeah, that's another one that had to be reconsidered, actually. And Alpha Flight.
I would love to see an Alpha Flight movie. So.
Yeah, maybe get a better Ghost Rider one as well.
Yeah.
I don't know. You are just like me. We call you read a lot of comic books when you're younger. Have you ever, when you read the Ghost Rider comic books, have you ever noticed that that Ghost Rider has an impersonation of Elvis? You know?
Yeah, he's got the big collar in the jumpsuit.
Yeah, he just stands there and he's like, you know, like that. I'm like, I'd never seen that in the comic books. I'm sorry. I'm like, when does he do that? You know, it doesn't make him look menacing at all. No wonder why everybody wants to kick his ass. I'm like,
did you see the second Ghost Rider movie? I've heard that's like one of the worst things ever made, but I only saw the
like
first.
A different country kind of thing. You know? It just, that's what it seems like. It was made in a different country kind of. Like a cinematic kind of thing. So like, we'll try and make it over here. Okay.
The first one was okay. It wasn't great.
It's a theatrical. It's like a theatrical kind of like start of it. You know.
So. The second one, I'm told, is awful, but I've never seen it.
Well, you ever seen like movies that are made in like say Italy or Russia
or Prague or something?
Yeah, they're a little bit more foggier. They're a little more like darker and everything else. That's what it seems like. You know, it was like made like, you know, like, hey, let's go over to Russia and see if they can make this, and like, well, okay, fine, let's go over there.
I think with Alpha Flight they might be better for a television show, because I think you need time to develop all the characters.
I mean, you still got time. I mean, it's not like they're going to do it like really quick, or somebody probably has the idea of, you know, like, hey, let's do this. Well, I never heard of them. And there's going to be people that's going to be like, No offense to like Hollywood and producers and directors, because honestly, I want to star in a movie somewhere. I want to be able to go in here. I'm not trying to make flack for it. I mean, like say anything bad about them. But, if you're a comic book fan, then you should know what the comic books are. What goes on? What's the backstory? Don't make up shit like, he was from a broken home and then he made riches. No. you don't go that way. No, just look at the comic books. Just go out there, buy them, read them, and you're like, oh, we did this all wrong. Yeah, no shit. I could have told you that from the get-go.
I would say 300 if you want to see a movie that's pretty much reading the comic book. I'd say that's, of all of them, that movie is like basically they put the comic on the screen.
Right. But it is a good flick.
I love that movie.
It
love
is a
300.
Good fucking flick. I love it. It's like, there's a Sparta. Why is she talking like us, to this movie?
But that was, they just like, Zack Snyder, he just took the comic, he put it on the screen. They beefed up Lena Headey's role from Game of Thrones, but other than that, they pretty much just followed the comic exactly, and everybody loves it. I think people
the
should.
The second one was pretty.
I've not seen the second one, so I can't say.
Yeah.
But yeah, more people need to, you don't have to follow the comic to a T, but more people need to borrow more from the comics when they make these things.
But I mean, like, all right, my pet peeve is like when they do, like they did, when they did X-Men, right?
Yeah.
So they did X-Men, and you got your major characters, and then I'm like, okay, I didn't think that from the comic books. I know Colossus didn't join the school when he was 16.
No.
I mean, you see him that he's 16 years old and he's like hanging out with these kids and everything else. I'm like, didn't he come from a different country trying to find his sister? And then he was fighting Juggernaut at the same fucking time. And I don't know if he was 16 then. He looked 20 something.
It's like they cherry picked which X-Men group they wanted, and they formed a group that never was actually the X-Men at the same time.
But then they throw in people from, like, they put the Morlocks in there, like, in the third movie or something. I'm like, that doesn't come around until, way fucking after.
And I haven't seen, like, the last, like, two or three of them. I think the last one I saw was...
Thank God you did,
I think Days of Future Past was the last X-Men movie I saw Logan. That would be the last one I saw was Logan. So.
Yeah, but, I mean, see, that's the other thing. I'm like, I'm a little bit distraught about. I'm like, I've seen Logan. And I thought Wolverine can heal himself.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't matter if he has, like, the wood... claws, he can heal himself very quickly. So he's gonna die from just being impaled, from a tree.
Well, didn't they do the story where his mutation was starting to go away? That was the plot there.
See, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, I thought the whole thing was that he can outlive anything. He could live up to the end of the world or something, that it comes out to. It's just uncanny how they can think about stuff. They're like, oh, this will work. No, it won't.
I heard the last, I think Dark Phoenix, I've heard is like the worst. I haven't seen it, but that was, I think, the last. Well, technically,
I've seen it either. I've seen the one where they had Apocalypse in there, and I'm like.
Yeah, I didn't see that either.
I swear, we call it that. When the guy, actually, the guy that plays Apocalypse, and I don't know if you've seen, like, I forgot the name of the show, and.
Moon Knight, isn't he? The guy who plays
Moon Knight. Moon Knight.
Yeah, Oscar Isaac, right?
Yeah. And he was playing like Apocalypse and all that, but then it just looked like painted on stuff. It doesn't look like like he's a robot or a cyborg or something. He just like he's on stage like, hark, where art thou? like he's doing some kind of play or some shit. And I'm like,
they have no patience in those movies. They wanted to do like everything. They wanted every character, and they just rushed.
Oh my god! So, what favorite music do you go and watch or something that you, you know, want to come home and say, hey, you know, I'm just going to sit back
in. I don't listen to much modern anymore. My favorite bands are Black Sabbath and Iron Maiden would be my two favorite bands. I like the band Electric Callboy that are around now, but that's about they're a German band, but I think that's like the only modern thing I'm listening to nowadays. But yeah, love Iron Maiden, love Black Sabbath. Those would be my favorites. I'm very much child of the 80s when it comes to music. Slayer, Metallica, Anthrax, those are like all of my favorites. Typo Negative, I was a big fan of when they were around.
Do you remember?
I liked Korn at first, but they kind of like quickly grew out of favor. The longer they're around, the less I liked them.
Yeah, that's true. It's like, do you remember like the very first album you ever bought that is like rock?
Yes. Well, definitely when I was very young, my mom bought me Disco Mickey when I was like really young. But the first album I ever bought was a Kenny Rogers album when I was like in second grade. The first metal album I probably bought was, if you count like Def Leppard and Guns N' Roses, that was what I bought first. But then I would say I think Master of Puppets was the first metal album that I bought. Yeah. I think it's hard to remember, but I think it was Master of Puppets. Might have been Ride the Lightning, but it was definitely one of those two Metallica albums.
Oh, I got a story about Ride the Lightning. Most people like our age, are like when we grew up and you go into high school and everything else, and then you hang out with your friends, that's what we all do, back then, nowadays everybody's like playing fucking video games and shit, and you're like, hey, I did all this stuff, blah, blah, blah. But now they're making a lot of fucking money on Twitch, but anyway, we used to go and hang out. We go to like different areas. We go to like, the roller rink maybe, or the bowling alley, or we go to like the arcade games or whatever, if we had somebody to drive us. But when we drove, and then there was always like a certain road that we go and hang out where there's like a strip.
Yeah.
That people want to go and drag race on. They want to go and, because they got their cars out. They're like, hey, yeah, come. So I had a thing where, me and my friend went, and he was driving his 1976 Camaro with, like, a posi rear kind of thing, And we would drive around, and he had his CD of Metallica in the car, Ride of Lightning, And once the For Whom the Bell Tolls and Fire with Fire and whatnot, you got like all the other ones going on there, and Beneath the Ice, plays that like full fucking blast with an equalizer like kicked up and all that, speeding down there trying to look for, and we called the girls chippies. I may be a little bit too old, but that's how we call them. We didn't go like, dames or these girls over here, the women, or I forgot what they call them now, but we call them chippies for some reason. I don't even know what the fuck that means anyway. But, I'm like, I might have to ask my friend that. I'm like, why do we call them chippies anyway? do we know why that means? And then, we go and hang out and whatnot. We drink a little bit of the, as they say in the movies, the ripple, And it's just like that. That was my story about Metallica, Ride of Lightning, because every time we drive around, we always play that CD. Nowadays you probably hear like dance music going. Doof, 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 it kind of reminds me of the Saturday Night Live crew that's in that movie. They go to a dance thing and
the Roxbury.
Yeah, that one. I was like, son of a bitch. I'm like, no. Just give me some metal stuff and a speaker in the grill to tell the old lady to move out of the way. Hey, move out of the way, please. Which has happened before.
Remember in high school, like, you could always know, you always knew what concert had happened, because the next day at school, like, 40 people would have that concert t-shirt.
Or they would pierce their own ears in class. Hold on, I'll be right with you. Yeah. Yeah. Get Hand me that ice. Okay. Yeah. You know. Shit. Now I just I still have these. We call it from. Oh, when did I start working? I started working in 1992. Like 93 is when I had all three of these, and I still wear them. And I'm like 49 still. So. And I'm like, shit. And I'm like, I should, nah, I'll just keep them. I'll wear these until I die. I don't care.
you know, take them out, or are they in all the time? Do you take them out, or are they in all the time?
Yeah, it's like, you know, listen, just bury me with them. That's it. Yeah, just get. I used to have, like, hair, like, you got hair on you, but I used to have hair that came down to here.
Yeah.
You know, and I said hair, you're like, okay, I'm going down right here. And then, But, you know, I had, like, the dangling earrings, and, you know, they came down to here, and
yeah.
That was, like, our fashion faux pas, you know, as they call it.
What, the dangling earrings?
Yeah, it was, like, the dangling, it was more like the cross, the dangling cross we had, or the dangling dagger, maybe skull crossbones here and there.
Did you guys have the jean jackets with all the patches? Did you wear
those? Fuck yeah, man. Yeah, that was like the best one. Fucking Merciful Fate, Iron Maiden, Megadeth. You know, those were the coolest fucking back patches. You know, it's like, hell, I want to get a back patch for my fucking podcast. You know, it's like, everybody's like, get your denim jackets, get the back patches, put it on there. You know, and then just have a squid just going like this, you know. Oh my god, we had the back ripped jeans, the what the fuck, the not tie-dye, shit, they were like cowhide kind of pants, and then you can just rip them like easily.
Yeah.
Like rips in there, and then we were doing that wearing fucking high top Nikes and shit, you know, going to high school.
I always wanted I never had it, but the belt, the bullet belt, you know, where you have the yeah. belt. Where it was, I always wanted that when I was a kid.
Yeah, like
I was
Megadeth, in high school. Megadeth had the bullet belt going on.
Yeah.
You know, singing, we call it the Punishment Due. You know, I'm about to put that on a Megadeth song. Okay, that's gonna be on the intro. You know, but what else was the other ones that we did? Smoking in the bathroom, smoking in the lobby. A couple of times we had a little bit of Jack.
I got to high school, there was a little wooden area in front of the school, and you were allowed to smoke there before school. So whenever you pulled up, there'd be like a huge crowd in front of the school, because that was the only place they actually allowed you to smoke, which is crazy. I can't imagine they do that now.
Nah, probably not. Everything's like more low fucking key and... Because when I went to high school, they had this lobby. We call it obviously it's called the lobby. So everybody knew where to go. It's like, oh, we're gonna go to the lobby and smoke cigarettes. And then all of us, all day, were like hair down to here, and you know, it was like, what the hell is a fucking movie that kind of reminded me of it? Like Dazed and Confused.
Yeah.
You know, that's what kind of not like the tie-dye looking thing, but more like that, if it was like metal. And well, they did have metal, but most of the guys that were hanging out looked like they were, you know, like dopers and all that. So. But you know, but the one in high school was like, you know, we sat there, or we you know, the girls had, you know, their hangout clique and all that, and most of us would hang out over here. We're just smoking cigarettes. And then the other guys would go by the handball courts and, you know, just fucking play handball, which, you know, I don't think kids do that out to this day, I don't think.
I doubt it.
I don't even know what fucking kids do nowadays. You know, now they're like, you know, I don't know.
My stepsons are teenagers. They play hockey and video games, and that's about it.
That's basically what's taking over the world is video games, which is not bad. I mean, I do video games myself, but... You know, not like how everybody else is doing it. You know, like they had the video screen like we do.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, so Bobby, where are you at? And it's like, no, it's not Bobby. It's Death Star 95. You know, it's like, really? That's the name you're going to use? I'm like, okay. So, but what goes on with Spectro of the Universe? I know that you mentioned it. But maybe some people just got in and they're like, oh, let me go and check this out.
Well, if anyone listens, I do. It's me and I always, I don't know if you read comics back in the day, but I always loved like Brave and the Bold and Marvel Team Up. I always liked the old Team Up comic books. So yeah. I always bring a guest on. We team up. We tackle a episode, or whatever. The last one we did, like I said, was the He-Man episode.
Yeah.
I got a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles episode coming up.
Oh,
nice. I got a Swamp Thing episode coming up.
Again, it was a comic book, but it was a movie. They did two of them.
Yeah, we're gonna be talking about the cartoon in the 90s, which is
terrible.
If you've ever seen it, it didn't last long. A lot of people don't even know it existed, but it is awful. I don't even know how it ever got made.
Yeah, but we call it, you know what was awful? The second movie of Swamp Thing.
Return of the Swamp Thing.
That was horrible.
Heather Locklear.
That's like the most bright thing out of the movie. You know, everything else, I'm like, wow. No.
There was, they had a TV show on DC, the very short-lived DC Comics streaming service did a Swamp Thing TV show.
Yeah.
Which I'm told is actually not bad. I have not seen it. Because for some reason it didn't go to HBO Max, and I don't know if they released it on DVD. So if you briefly, for that like year period where DC had their own streaming service, you could have watched the Swamp Thing show, which I'm told is good.
HBO Max has some cool cartoon movies. It is actual cartoons, but...
Yeah, they got all the DC stuff is on HBO.
Yeah, there, so. You know, like they had Constantine and then Batman and, you know... Yep. Constantine supposedly was in Justice League or something like that.
They got the Harley Quinn cartoons on there.
Yeah, you know, so there was a... I haven't really watched the Harley Quinn... I didn't even watch, like, the Harley Quinn movie.
I haven't seen the movie, but the cartoon is good, but it's... it's not... It's a little different, I'll say.
Not the best. But, hey, since you were talking about He-Man, now, the older He-Man... What was your favorite character of that He-Man period?
I love that. I love those toys. It's probably my first or second favorite toy line from my childhood. I loved Merman. I just thought Merman was the coolest looking figure. I didn't have him for very. My brother had him.
Yeah.
I loved Merman.
It's always the brother that takes it. It's always the brother.
Like, I had He-Man, I had Man-at-Arms, I had Ram Man. My biggest regret is I never had Castle Grayskull. I always wanted Castle Grayskull, and I never had it. Right? Yeah, that just drives me. I'm like, I don't collect many toys or anything now, but if I saw Castle Grayskull in good shape for a reasonable price, I'm so buying it.
Oh, wait, hold on. I'm looking at that motherfucker up right now.
I wanted that more than anything.
Hold on, because I'm going to get that once I get my room set up.
Yeah.
Once we get a place and all, and I get my room set up, I'm putting that Castle Grayskull like right there. You know, hold on.
I wanted that so bad. But yeah, I thought Merman was just the coolest looking figure.
You know, Ram Man, they made him like so fucking stupid.
Yeah, he pushed his head down and he did it. Bounce back up and
he goes, duh, hi. I'm like, oh, dude, really? No, don't do it that way. Oh man, vintage!
I have two of the figures. I have Clawful and I have Triclops right now. They're in really good shape. One day I'd like to go by and finish that series. But much as I like collecting stuff, it tends to take up space, and before you know it, your house is full of stuff, and you don't know where to put it.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to get like the room that I have, and I got like all this horror stuff, and I want to get like, you know, one of those like. Shelvings that's near the ceiling, so I can just put all like figures up there, and then I got you know, things for all the, you know, because I got Frankenstein mannequin monster thing, you know, I can put in the corner. You know, he's been with me for like so many years, and so, you know, he has to be in the show somehow. Come on, where the fuck is it? No, there's one for like $71. Looks cheesy though. The classic Castle Grayskull. That better not be, that's like $1,000.
Yeah, that's not cheap.
It's not cheap at all. No. On Amazon.
There's a Salvation Army where I used to live, and someone told me that someone sold their Grayskull and their He-Mans. And the minute I got to work, I ran over there to get it. and it was already gone. Somebody had already bought it.
What is this one? This one is that's a case gold. Actually, this one looks pretty. That's $742, but you gotta go to like eBay.
Yeah, I just can't justify spending
200 times Mattel's Master of the Universe Castle Grayskull toys 2002.
A friend of mine has it, and he says he wants to get rid of his stuff, but I just don't feel. I feel like I'm gonna buy it or take it from him, and then he's gonna want it down the road. I don't know. I don't feel like he really wants to get rid of it.
You just put it in like in a safe or something. Tell him that you put it in a safe, and then you forgot the combination, and you know then he won't ask you for it again. Like if you forgot the combination, I can't really go and have it. You know, I can pay to get it out. You know, see, this is like the best ones. You know, they, you know, Tila. You know,
yeah.
Ooh,
the whole line is great. The original line is.
Especially when they got the new characters coming around, like they had Fisto.
Yeah, Stinkor was a classic.
I don't know where they got the names for these guys, though. That's what I don't know. It's like Fisto. Okay. You know. And then, you know, like they had Ram Man, which is cool. Mechanek.
What was the one that you could take them apart and so you could put them in all these different poses? Like, I can't remember the name, but you could take, he had like, you could take all the arms and legs so he could be standing, but then you could make him on all fours. I can't remember the name of that one, but that one was a.
Let's see, characters, human characters. But what was the other one that I, you know, Beast Man was always good. Skeletor is always like the one that you really want to have in your collection. What the hell?
Hordak is a pretty good, but that might have been a She-Ra figure. I'm not sure.
Yeah, but no, but he was in He-Man in the beginning. Yeah. You know, from what it is, you know, him and Skeletor were like a team at first, and then he got, you know, teleported to, and then there was Mechanek.
There's Mossman. There's Buzz Off.
Yeah, but the guy that can change like many faces.
Many faces. Yeah. Snout Spout, that was another
Snout Spout. Whoa, that sounds like a drug addiction. You know, like, hey, Snout Spout. I'm like, hey, folks, I'm not even saying that. I'm just like, that's what it just sounds like. It just sounds like it. That was it. Hold on, wait. Come on, let's get these characters' names here. Alrighty. Oh, I love Battle Cat. I like the origin story.
Yeah.
The origin story of Battle Cat was always a good one. Zodak.
Oh yeah, Stratos was another.
Snout Spout. Wait, what does he look like?
Wait, he had like the elephant head where he had the really long.
Hey, where the fuck? No, that ain't it. Holy shit, the fuck? Come on. Oh fuck that shit. Anyway, Snout Spout, Stratos, Rotar, the rock people I remember, Roboto.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Roboto. No.
Obviously Evil Lynn. We didn't
Evil Lynn, Mechanek, Man at Arms, King Randor, Gwildor, which I never knew there was a Gwildor until I saw the movie.
Yeah, because those characters from the movie, they made figures of those too.
Yeah, because I thought like Gwildor, I think when I saw him first and they didn't say his name, I thought it was Orko.
That's what when I first saw, I was like, oh, they made Orko. You don't look anything like Orko.
Yeah, I mean, he has fucking feet. I'm like,
and I'm like, that must be who that is. But then it was that other freaking
Clam Champ? The fuck? What the hell are they calling these? I mean, I've seen this for years. I never knew about these other characters. Clam Champ, Fearless Photog. from 2008 to 2015. Wait, King Grayskull, Queen Grayskull. What the fuck? Holy
Trap
shit.
Job was a good one.
Plasmar, Lizard Man. Well, that's like the newer ones, I guess. I don't know. Who else? Ram Man, Orko, Moss Man. I remember him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was always low key. He was always like, he's in the area, but nobody didn't know where he was at.
After the cartoon couldn't keep up with the figures to incorporate them all into the.
Yeah.
I don't think Stinkor ever actually appeared on the original series. Like, even though they made a figure. I don't think they ever got around to Stinkor actually appearing on the cartoon.
No, I think he might have been in one.
He was in like the Kevin Smith Revelations. He showed up on that for sure. But I swore that he never actually showed up on an episode of the. And some of them only showed up in like one episode because they were cranking him out so fast.
Okay. Now I remember these. We called Star Child. I remember because from the one of the episodes I watched, Jitsu.
Oh, yeah, Jitsu.
Jitsu. Right. Who the fuck? Panthor, Spikor, Strikor.
They did the Prince Adam figure in eventually, where the same figure, they just did the painted on the pink and white.
The fuck is this? Scare Glow? I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? Holy shit. Oh my God. I'm going to have a field day with this fucking shit.
Now you're going down the rabbit hole.
Oh my God, man. Fucking Goat Man.
I think there's like 70 figures in that line.
There's like fucking King Hiss, King Cobra Khan. Cobra Khan, I know who that one is. I've seen him before.
Oh yeah, you can go down the rabbit hole because I think there's like 70 figures in that line.
Look, this is a porn name right here. Tongue Lasher.
Tongue Lasher. Oh yeah, he had the tongue that shot out. Yeah. He pressed the button on his back and his tongue shot out.
Yeah, what the? Holy shit. What else? This is getting interesting, folks. Come on now, we're getting into this. You know, even I'm learning some shit. You know, anti-Eternian He-Man. That's probably like the evil He-Man, I think they had.
Oh, yeah, because he was like the blue one.
Yeah, exactly. With the blue one.
And then they had the slime pit playset where you put the figure in and you dump the green slime that would go on the figure.
Remember we were talking about Metallica? Whiplash.
Yeah.
Yeah, here we go. And Web Store. I remember Web Store. I've seen him in a bunch of episodes. Triclops. I remember him.
Triclops. I have two figures, Triclops and Clawful. Those are the two that I still have.
Yeah. That Triclops is with the one eye that has a whole bunch
of it would spin around. Yeah. Clawful had like the giant lobster hand. And...
Night Stalker. Oh, there you go. Merman. There you go.
Yeah, I always thought he was a cool looking thing.
Yeah. Oh, there's Blade. Beastman. Whew. My girlfriend would be like, what the fuck are you doing? I'm like, I'm looking up stuff and I find some things that's like, you know, even questionable to me. Then, what else? Wait a minute, hold on. We're going to go to Evil Seed. Oh, I remember that guy. Plundor. Nefu. Oh, yeah, the villains that was associated with the Masters of the Universe.
Yeah, because then... And then you can look at the She-Ra figures.
Yeah.
You look at that terrible New Adventures of He-Man in the early 90s they did, which is pretty bad. But they had
they did the Christmas special.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they did a Christmas special one. Yeah, folks, I remember those stuff. I remember that a long time ago. I still watch it whenever I get a chance. I got the multi-DVDs of He-Man. I got like probably like three or four multi-DVD ones.
Yeah,
the big box set.
I tried to introduce my stepson to the original. He wasn't very, very impressed.
I know. Nowadays, kids are not really impressed with, like, you know, they're impressed now with Spider-Man or Transformers. Yeah, but now, like, the newer Transformers. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, like Beast Wars and things like that.
Yeah, well, not even that one. They had, like, the other Transformers was more... it wasn't like Hasbro Transformers. It was more Transformers that they were doing for like Nickelodeon or some TV show that they were doing. Yeah, it was just crazy how they do that shit. And too bad. What the fuck?
Is that the two-headed one or is that?
You know what? I don't know. Every time I hit one of these, they bring me back to. Oh, an evil warrior strategist with two heads that consist... Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, he had two heads. One would talk to each other, and he's like, No, I'm doing it. Whiplash and the alligator-like creature whose tail is formidable weapon. Oh, yeah, okay, I remember him now. What the hell is he on? Where was the one that I... Goatman. All right, what the fuck is this going on here?
That's not ringing a bell with me. Goatman is not.
Goatman. Oh, you know what? I think I remember a member of the Goat men, the northern. Oh, okay, yeah, okay. It's. Yeah. Oh, well. What is that noise?
It's probably my daughter screaming.
Oh, shit. I was like.
Probably my wife took away her friggin' toy or didn't turn on Mickey Mouse or something.
Oh, shit. I thought it was like a unicorn or something.
I go in my own office and I shut it out, but she's so loud sometimes you can't shut her up.
Oh, my favorite villain, actually, Trapjaw.
Oh, Trapjaw, yeah, he's a...
Yeah.
If you look up list, he's actually ranked, like, usually in the top 10 of when they rank all 70 figures.
Oh, yeah, Stinkor, here we go. But, yeah, this is main... Oh, wait. Oh, okay, I remember him now. Yeah, they showed, like, the action figure.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's just a basic... Folks, he's just a basic skunk.
Yeah, yeah, these little pellets that you put in and that they stunk and...
Yeah.
And the power to stink.
The power of stink. That's what they spoke. The power of stink. Oh, yeah, look, and they show you a skunk. Yay. Spike or.
By all means, that series never should have been a success. It was such a hodgepodge of science fiction, barbarians. Like, it was just so many things thrown together. There was just.
But honestly, it was a, okay, for us when we're younger. It was great to see, like, when you get home from school and, sit there and you're like, awesome, Especially when they had the PSA fucking things at the end. you learn a lot of shit. It's like, hold on, let me put that down, too. PSA, because you knew who else had a PSA announcement. G.I. Joe. and no one has had the battle.
The most ridiculous G.I. Joe, I bring this up all the time, is the one where the kids are on their bikes and they're like, hey, there's an electrical cable that's live. Let's jump our bikes over it.
Yeah.
And someone has to tell them that's a bad idea.
Yeah, they got somebody going there. It's like somebody that's part of, like, electrical crew or something. Yeah. Goes, hey, whoa, hold on. Yeah.
I didn't need to be told that I shouldn't be jumping over a live wire on a metal bicycle.
Oh, hey, some of these kids are fucking stupid. They'll probably do it like, hey, it'll be fun. It's like, hey, we'll just jump over and then we get electrocuted. Oh, we'll just say mom told us to do it. Okay. No, but then they start making fun of the PSAs. You ever seen those?
I saw the one they did on Family Guy, and I'm sure they've done other stuff,
like,
as well.
They had one where the kids are cooking something on a stove and it's on fire, and then barbecue, which is like one of the characters coming and goes, hey, don't start that fire. don't turn on that. He goes, oh man, we were just smoking some weed and we were hungry. I was like, what the fuck? I was like, you sons of bitches.
I don't think kids appreciate today how much we were just living in constant bombardment of toys. Like, they were trying to get you to buy toys all the time, every cartoon, every comic book. Like,
and some of them, you get for the kids and all that, but then when we were younger, we had to fucking, claw scrape, and it's like, listen, can we get this? We'll be very good. Can we get this for Christmas? Have Santa bring it down. and what was the other thing? And kids doesn't know it these days. It's like, listen, we go outside. That's what we love to do. We went outside and fucking played until the fucking street lights came on. That's when we knew we had to be home.
We played, pretty much. We got out of school and hung out until it was dark out, and then it's time to go home.
And all of a sudden, you're like, hey, what's going on? And all of a sudden, gotta go. Let me get on my BMX and get home. Did you ever had that when you were a kid? The BMX or the
hook? I had a dirt bike. I didn't have an actual BMX, but
you're one of those fucking guys. Okay. You had to be one up on everybody. What the fuck? Jesus. Struggling to get a fucking BMX and you drive around on a fucking motorbike.
Everyone had bicycles back then. I think my first one had the big, remember the, the banana seat that you would, that was my first bike at the bananas.
you were that kid at Bad News Bears. All the other kids got their mom and dad driving them off. Here he comes driving on the fucking motorbike. Hey, what's going on? hair down to there, I'm the pitcher. Okay. Bad News Bears. Oh, that's going to be on there too. Okay. Bad News Bears. And then I got He-Man. Oh, yeah. I got it right. So it's going to be a good one. Sailor Moon. Oh, I had the Sailor Moon in here somewhere. But
yeah. My niece came on the show and we talked about Sailor Moon on that episode. So it was mildly, I'm not a big anime fan, but it was for what it was, I was entertained by it.
Oh, yeah. If you're going to watch like anime, you got to, there's one called Attack on Titans, and which I got into and I was like, I loved it. It was just phenomenal. And then there's one called, the title is like a disease name.
There's so much anime out
there. Yeah, I know. basically, there was like this kid. Long story short, there's a kid and he comes across some kind of like creature that attaches himself to the body.
Okay.
What the fuck was it called? Parasite. I think it's called Parasite. It's like a parasite that attaches himself, but he can make like the arms like longer and make it like knives, and he just attacks. He's like, "Oh, what are you doing?" And I was like, "Oh, no, that's a real person." And he goes, "I sense evil." You know, it's funny, but it's good graphics, and yeah, I like the whole thing about it.
Yeah, anime is like huge now. Like it is. Yeah, like anime is. It's more popular than American comic books now.
Yeah, but you know why? You know, because like the Asian ones have like you know the boobs hanging out. That's what it is. You know what's going on? And the kids are like, oh, "There's boobs." You know, I'm like, "Yeah, we do that too." But you know, it's like, you know, when you're watching like Street Fighter, you know, and then you have Chun Li coming around, you're like, "Oh, wow. Okay, let's watch this." Yeah. All right, that was my guilty pleasure. I'm like, I watched it, and I'm like, oh, boobs. I don't know if I can be able to put this on the episode, but I'm just gonna write down boobs. Yeah, just because.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm not. Some of it's all right, but I'm not. I'm more into Western comic books. And,
okay, cool. Yeah.
But I mean, I don't mind anime, but I'm not really super into it. I know some people that are like massively into it, love it all.
Like they had the cartoon, actually the Wild West kind of. There's two Wild West cartoons that are like, one is called Black Star.
Oh, that's hard to find. But I remember that it was almost like He-Man before He-Man was like a
thing. Yeah, but then he never had like a the horse turned into like a real person. And had a gun and everything. Like, come on, partner, let's go. And Galaxy Rangers.
Oh, Jesus. I remember that. I'm trying to...
I'm hitting spots where he didn't think I was going to hit, folks.
I remember that. I'm trying to think if I ever actually watched it. I remember when it was on, but God, I'm trying to think if I ever watched it.
So, folks, Galaxy Rangers is like the best cartoon I ever... I think I got two DVDs of them, I think. I think I got one. Well, possibly two. But basically... each person has some kind of like superpower, but it connects to their badge. So they touch their badge and they activate their power somewhat. So there's one that's a telekinetic. There's one that has a bionic arm or a blaster arm. One that is a technician in, okay, let's just say that, let's just say he's a hacker. You know, he's like the futuristic hacker. And then there's one that can change, which is my favorite one. We call it, he can change into anything. So if he gets shot, he can be like a golden person, and nothing can phase him. Or he could be diving into like a water and he can be like a merman, like you were talking about.
Yeah.
Merman. He could be like a merman kind of person. And it was just awesome how, and then you can have like red eye, stuff shooting out of his eyes or something. So that guy's name was Goose, and then there's Zach, and there's Mitsu and Doc. Like, hey, I got it right. There we go. Galaxy Rangers. Ooh, that'd be a good one too to do. Oh, wait till you see this one. Oh boy, this episode art thing I do. So, and folks, if you don't know it, go on Twitter. Go, you know, basically on Twitter. That's why I usually have them on there. I'll make episode art. So whatever we just talked about with you know, me and Matt, that I'll do my best to be photoshopping anything on this episode art, and it'll have like, you know, my, you know, cartoonish kind of like face on there, and then whatever Matt, you know, has, you know, or I'll just make up something, I guess, and then you know, we just like look like we're in, you know, outside Castle Grayskull, you know, just hanging out, and you know, Captain America flying around somewhere, you know, Galaxy Rangers were coming in on their their horses.
Quite a mix, amalgam of different
kinds. Oh, yeah, no, I think I had one. I was talking to Cheap Seats Review, and we were talking about Captain Nintendo, which is like a cartoon they had.
Yeah.
I found a picture of him, and I'm like, all right, so I put him like up in the thing, and he's like flying around on a Game Boy, and there was like a there was a movie called The Halloween Tree.
Okay.
Yeah, it was like a cartoonish like Halloween, yeah, where there's a three kids. No, well, actually, there's three kids, but the fourth one supposedly died from leukemia, but his ghost is running around, and the caretaker of said Halloween tree is trying to get the kid back. And with the help of the three kids, and one of them is dressed like a mummy, one's dressed like a witch, and one is a skeleton. And this guy takes him back in time to show him what the origins of each of them are supposed to be for Halloween. You know, like,
yeah,
the witches were just misunderstood. You know, they were just like, you know, people that would go in the forest and just, you know, have like chance, but they call them witches because they didn't understand it. You know, skeleton was basically like the Day of the Dead for Mexico and all that. So that's what they got that from. And the mummy, that's what they had from like the Egyptian days and all that, where, you know, it's just mummies where they get wrapped and they get mummified, you know, and they put them in the coffins or sarcophaguses. So, but we're getting towards that end there, buddy. And thankfully, we caught after two misses.
Yeah. I don't know what the hell is my internet or what was going on.
Well, no, I think the first time you had like
updates.
Yes, you had updates on that. And then the second one, it was my fault because I was doing, and I'm going to explain this now, folks, because this is going to be on the audio. So I'm going to say this. I work overnights now. Yeah. You know, so as you know, we call it like everybody works and all that. So you do what you got to do. So I work overnights. And I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to do 4 hours overtime so I can get some extra money in.
Yeah.
So, and I usually can stay up all night, you know, yeah, as it is. And as it is. And then I got home and I was up and around. But now I was running around with my dad. And, you know, he's 80 years old. So he can't really get around. So I figured I'd help him out. And, you know, got home, had something to eat, and then I was ready to go, and then all of a sudden after we were watching something, fucking passed out. And then all of a sudden I heard the thing pop up, and I'm like, shit, I don't have anything set up, and I felt bad, you know, so that's why I figured we'd do it like the next day, because I knew we were going to be wide awake, and everything was good. And then still we could, you're like, holy shit, I can't fucking get on, what the fuck's going on here? Yeah, folks, he tried like, what, like five times, I think.
Five times. And I was about ready to say, all right, we're done. And then all of a sudden you popped up on my computer screen. Like, it was crazy.
Yeah, I know. I'm looking. I'm like this. I'm like, I'm looking at my phone and I look up and then there's like the split screen, you know. And I'm like, oh, wait, he might be in there. And, you know, and it's like, do you hear me now? You hear me now? Okay. Yeah. So it was a journey. And hopefully we do another one of these and not have that same process. So we should be all good for the next one.
My advice to anyone who does a podcast with guests, just You got it's a variable that you can't control.
Yeah. Just like, you know, make sure your shit's good. You know, if there's something up, then hey, you know, it's all good. You know, I mean, I work with everybody. You know, I've done it myself, actually. You know, I went on somebody's podcast. They were doing Zoom, and I'm like, well, this is a fucking switch. You know, usually it's me sending the Zoom, and now they're sending it to me. And I'm like, I fucking can't get on. And I was flipping out. You know, my girlfriend had to stop, you know, calm me down. I was like, it's okay. It's all right. You'll get on there. I'm like, oh, why is it me? You know, and I felt bad. And I was on the guys, it was called, the podcast was Jake and the Dingus.
Yeah.
And actually, let me write that down for honorable mentions. you know, because they were going, I see them, they couldn't see me. And then I was getting frustrated. I'm like, motherfucker. And it was on my own computer. And I'm like, fuck it. So I grabbed my cell phone and I got it on the cell phone. I'm like, all right, whatever, what the fuck. But then there was another one where it was called Wheel of Horror.
And then I followed him on Twitter. So.
Yeah. I had one of the guys on mine, which was no problem. But then for them, I had to try to get on theirs, and I could not figure out why I couldn't. And I think I know what it was. I clicked on some, you know, like when it pops up saying, okay, you know, let us use your speaker system or that. I think I clicked block, and that is the reason why I couldn't get on their shit. So now I got, you know, I had the new laptop, and then now they were going to try to do it again. And I think we were talking about some Irish movie or something. I forgot what it was called, but we did a thing. And then now I connected with them, and I clicked all the right ones. Allow. And then everything worked out pretty fucking good. So,
first ever was, I did. I kept calling a comic writer the wrong name. I did it like 8 times. And then we took a break because I always take my podcast is a little break in the middle.
Yeah,
my guest said, oh, by the way, you called them the wrong name over and over. So we had to re-record the entire first half of the episode because I said it wasn't like if I said it once wrong, I could have taken that one time out. But I said it like over and over and over.
Oh, so you said like 3 or 4 times.
Yeah, so we had to re-record. Oh, that was the worst.
See, folks, when you do a podcast, you know, everybody fucks up. You know, I fuck up like. Yeah, every 2 to 3 podcasts whenever I do, you know. And I'm always forgetting names. And even when I have a guest on, I would say the name, but then their whole shtick, you know, the name of the podcast. Like, there's one, I'm not even going to say, but there's a podcast where he had, like, this whole big thing. And then I said the name, but I mispronounced it. And then he was like, oh, no, it's this. I was like, oh, shit, I'm sorry. You know, then I said again, like, at the end, I'm like, ah, fuck. This guy's going to hate me. But, you know, to the point where, you know, he kind of retweets all my shit. So, which is, I guess he's not mad at me at all.
He's not that angry. People get over it quick. So.
Yeah. He's good. We could, you know, we had a great, like, great session with the whole thing. And, you know, and again, I think he was having problems with his sound, and he couldn't get on, and I'm going like this, you know. I was like, yeah, I don't hear, you know. And then they were like, to the point where he was like, you know, like ready to throw his shit down. I thought that's what you were gonna do.
I was ready. Yeah, I was ready to throw my laptop out the window.
You know, because seeing you sitting there, you're like, oh, you gotta go. Hello. You know, like, oh, fuck. I was like, oh my god, he's gonna have a fit. So, but tell everybody where they can find you at. You know,
some podcast Matt Spectra through the multiverse. New episodes every Friday. You can find me pretty much every platform: Spotify, Apple, Google. You can find me on Twitter, I'm at Matt Spectro. And you go to my Facebook page, which is Matt Spectro through the multiverse. Thinking of getting on Instagram, but I'm not on there yet.
So. I should, you know, it's a good, you know, you get like everywhere on there too. And,
And if anybody wants to be on my show, I have a guest every week. Just drop me a DM on Twitter and we'll, anybody's welcome as long as you want to talk about comic book animation.
Give me a subject and I'll be on there. Because if you think of something,
we should do an Alpha Flight episode. So there's a,
okay, we'll do
there's
that,
an episode of X-Men the Animated Series where it pretty much focuses completely on Alpha Flight. So
yeah,
that's that would be a perfect episode to do. Lot to talk about.
I got it. Because I like the fact that there's a Sasquatch. There's Sasquatch. There's North Star, Aurora,
Shaman,
Snowbird. Puck is like the little version of fucking Wolverine.
Puck is amazing to me because, to my knowledge, is the only little person superhero in the history of comic books. He's like the only one that I can think of.
Well, no, actually, there is, like, remember that Wildcats I told you about?
Yep.
There's the boss. He's an imp.
Okay.
So he is a short guy, too, but he's actually, I would say he almost kind of looks like Puck. So I think they took Puck's image and then put him in a suit.
Well, there was that time where they said Puck wasn't a little person, he was under some demonic spell or some stupid storyline, which I think is idiotic. And I don't think today you can get away with. People would probably
Vindicator?
Vindicator, well, he was Weapon Alpha, Guardian, Vindicator. Like, they kept changing his name.
Oh, there's another, I forgot about the other group that I would like to see be a comic book movie. The Outsiders.
With, like, Geoforce and Halo and... I would love to see.
I mean, they got Katana in there already.
They did Black Lightning on, got his own TV show.
So. Yeah. I thought that was made up at first when I was watching Saturday Night Live. And they, because they had Superman? I think the funeral of Superman. And then they had everybody dressed in certain characters. And then Sinbad comes walking in, you know, dressed like Black Lightning and all that. I thought that was like a made up fucking character that they made up. I didn't think it was a real name. I was like, holy shit, I'm fucking stupid. I'm like, I should be flogged. I'm like, god damn. But yeah, you know, either or, you know, we can, you know, talk about Alpha Flight or Outsiders. Actually, Outsiders, I don't think anybody knows about Outsiders.
Yeah, the only the Outsiders showed up in the Brave and the Bold cartoon, but it wasn't the whole, I think it was just Metamorpho, Black Lightning, and Katana, I think. I don't think it was the whole group. Because I don't think Halo or Geo-4 showed up.
Yeah, Halo was...
Or Looker.
Yeah, that was a name, yeah. But then I think the more sensible name was Halo, I think, at the time. You know, Looker was like, you know, like, oh my god, it's Hooker. No, it's Looker. You got the name all wrong. No. But, yeah, and Batman was part of that too, I think.
At the beginning, yeah, and then later on, they were Batman and the Outsiders, and then later on, just the Outsiders.
So. Yeah, because I think, I seen a comic book where he was talking to Justice League, and they're like, what are you doing? You're supposed to help us out. He goes, I got my own team now.
Yeah, issue one, he's like, I've had it with you. This is my new team.
Yeah, this is my new team. You know, it's like, I'm going with these guys. You know, like, oh, shit. You know, he really fucking puts the shit down. Oh,
if you want to see that declaration in real life where someone has, like, their old team and the new team in the same room and then them announce.
What was the team that was going against Outsiders? Was it Alpha Flight?
No, I don't know. They had the people's hero. There was that Russian super team. There was the Russian villain.
Canadians. It was a Canadian team, I think, they had going against.
They had a habit of fighting.
Oh, no, like British team. It was a British
team. A team that would just show up for, like, a two-part story and then almost never show up again. Because I remember the Russians were the people's heroes, and I don't remember a story. I think they killed all of them off later on. And then there was the Force of July. That was a like American.
Oh yeah, that's who I'm thinking of.
Force of July. You know, very clever.
Yeah, that was a very clever name of it. Yeah. Wait. Let's see, Force of July. Yeah. Oh, I remember these guys now.
And there was like the guys are. Oh, God, they were based on Elements. I can't remember their names, but because Cold Snap was like, she was like the She had a blue mohawk, and she was the, but I can't remember, I think the Masters of Disaster or something like.
Yeah, because they got a, oh, what the hell was it? Major Victory.
Yeah, isn't there Washington. Like Lady Liberty or something like that?
Yeah, she looks like fucking Statue of Liberty. There's some kid, like a whole bunch of sparkles. What the hell? How come they don't give me the fucking names?
I mean, yeah, they showed up in the first day. God, I can't remember the last time I read that, but
yeah, that was... Oh, and they got, oh my God, what the hell? This guy looks like he just got out of the circus. oh, here we go. Let's see. Come on, you fucking assholes. Can't really give me the fucking name. Major Victory is one. Silent Majority?
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to pick. I remember the name. I'm trying
oh,
to
Sparkler is one. The kid is like Sparkler. Hold on. Let me get the... not the comics, the characters. Sorry, folks. I'm just like... I'm trying to... want to see what these...
I got him down another rabbit hole.
Yeah, again. There we go. Oh, yeah, Major Victory was the group leader. Down the rabbit hole again. Mayflower. There was one called Mayflower, a young woman, possibly English origin, who controls and accelerates the growth of all manners of vegetable life.
It's basically poison ivy, basically.
Yeah. So, oh yeah, here you go. Lady Liberty, you're right about that. A woman presumed to be of French origin who channels her energy, manipulating powers through a vessel shaped like a torch. Major Victory has enormous strength and endurance. Doesn't everybody? Mayflower, like I said. Silent Majority, a taciturn man capable of producing identical replicas of himself. Sounds like Multitude Man or something.
Yeah, yeah. So he wouldn't talk, but there was a bunch of them. So it'd be the Silent Majority. It makes sense.
Sparkler, a young boy whose powers make him a human firework display. Jubilee. It's an old Jubilee. I'm like, what the fuck?
This is quite a group.
It is. You know, like, oh, see, we got a lot of stuff. And there's the Outsiders. Here we go. My favorite group. All right. Okay, well... Now I got sidetracked like that dog from Up, you know, like squirrel, you know. So you can reach me at Linktree, that's linktr.ee/ Tattoo Squid Podcast, which is TA2SQUID, all one word, and you get all everything else, and you know the deal. Just go to the shop, get some stuff. You know, donate money, whatever you want to do. You know, send stuff. If you want to send stuff to me, just DM me. And I'll give my address and everything. And, you know, I don't have a P.O. box yet. So I want to get one. So I don't want to keep on bringing my address out. But thank you, Matt, for getting on the show.
Thanks for having me. Sorry it took so many tries.
Hey, it is what it is, man. It does. So, and then you'll see me probably, you know, hopefully on his show, we'll talk about Alpha Flight or 4th of July or
we'll find something.
We could do like one of the other ones, like, or the
Maybe we'll do the Wildcats cartoon. You said that you love the Wildcats. We can do an episode of the Wildcats.
I got the tattoo as it is too. So, yeah, you know, whichever or, you know, you throw it out there and, you know, I'll put more in depth of the whole thing. So.
And
I have a fighting chance.
That sounds like a good time.
Yeah, definitely, man. Alrighty. So, we are out. And everybody have a good day. And happy Juneteenth tomorrow. So, which I told my dad. And my dad was like, that's all he said. He just gave a look like, huh? He goes, that's a holiday? I'm like, yeah, it is. Alright, folks. Take it easy.
Bye-bye, everyone.
The bar is closed.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.